and greetings. Thank you so much for tuning in today to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. This is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and as always, we are wishing you the best.
Thank you.
So we are here today, and we're going to tell you about a lot of the events that we have going on with Natural Alternatives. For one, you can take any number of classes. We're having one coming up on natural control of the thyroid, adrenal, pituitary. So many people have imbalances in that all-important hormonal loop feedback area. So if you have any problems such as weight gain or difficulty sleeping or unexplained mood swings, all of those can be intimately linked to the pituitary, thyroid, adrenal axis. And we're having an online class. And by the way, it is certified for professional CEU credits, if any of you are professionals. If you're a layperson and you'd like to learn about these things for your own use, of course, as always, we'll be talking about the natural perspective, where we will be really looking at what can you do in this wide range of imbalances, including things like food and specific herbal remedies like rosemary extract. It's called rosmarinic oil, and all other kinds of natural remedies that have been actually specifically evaluated and have lots of evidence and science behind what you can do about it. In addition, Dr. Zamperin and I have recently done a show, which is on the website, naturalnurse.com, under media and then radio, specifically on homeopathy, because just recently, it was November 16th, 2016, depending on whenever you're listening to this show, they passed a legislation with the FTC which will interfere with your knowledge about homeopathic remedies. It is making all labeling of homeopathics really illegal in that they will not be able to tell you what the homeopathic might be used for, the same way they modify information about herbs and make it very, very unavailable. So unfortunately, that is the problem. All right. Well, today we're going to talk about some other things that you can do for yourself and your family the natural way. And our topic for today will be far infrared light energy and the benefits of sauna therapy. And we have as our guest someone who is truly top notch in terms of understanding light energy and sauna therapy, and that is Philip Wilson. Philip graduated from Indiana University with an honors degree in mathematics and then spent more years in graduate school in mathematics before awakening to new understanding of life. In 1971, Phil began fasting in order to purify his body, his feelings, and his mind. And by 1976, Phil started selling herbal vitamins and in 1980 opened up a natural health food store. And then he found his niche in healing tools, such as massage tools and wellness tools, and that really became his forte. He has a company called Momentum 98. You can find out more at momentum98.com, and that's listed on our archives with a live link. And now Phil educates consumers and health professionals about the benefits of far infrared light energy, sauna, and other natural healing modalities. He lectures widely on many aspects and the benefits of far infrared energy and has attended over 300 professional conferences and expos. He has been seen over 20,000 miracles in terms of people using equipment that he has recommended, and he'll be sharing some of these stories as well as scientific research on these new healing modalities. So thank you so much for joining us today, Mr. Phil Wilson.
Yes, thank you very much, Ellen. It's always great being on your show. This is my second time now.
Right. Now, this is another show, so the people who might have heard you on the first show, it's not, you can share the same information because we have many, many radio shows, and they have different audiences. So we're here today on Progressive Radio Network, which is a very, very large, large audience, and in fact, it is Gary Knowles' network. So you'll be sharing your information today with them. Now, let's look back in time to what got you interested. Share your personal story about what led you to doing natural things.
Well, I slowly, I'm not sure exactly what happened. I sort of had a sort of like an out-of-body experience, but I didn't even really know it. I just had a realization, but something happened. And I seemed to get connected to something that started slowly, slowly purifying me. And this happened in 1970 in February. And about within 6 months or a year, all of a sudden my body chemistry started changing and I started requiring different foods. I went off coffee. I was a 5-cup-a-day coffee drinker as an undergraduate mathematics student at Indiana University. And I just didn't do coffee anymore, and I just got into, I don't know, just eating foods more naturally, even though I knew nothing at all about this. Then later on, I met some man. He showed me some techniques, and my body chemistry changed more, and all of a sudden I had to start fasting to remain sane, because whenever I ate foods that were heavy, like even eggs or certainly meat, at that time, the body chemistry changes. I eat meat now, you know, not red meat too much. But, it's funny, the body chemistry is always changing. I know there was a Dr. Gonzalez who has some kind of therapy, and he says for cancer therapy, there's about 10 different kinds of types of diets that people can eat, you know, depending upon what they are. So the whole idea is you want to balance. If you're parasympathetic is too much, you know, then you need different foods. But at any rate, my body chemistry started changing, and then I started fasting, and that was, oh my gosh, I didn't need allergy shots anymore. It was like, and I started doing some yoga and meditating. I didn't learn how to meditate. I just started doing it because I didn't have anything else to do. And so this transformation was happening, and it just slowly evolved into, once I started fasting, all of a sudden I felt so clear and so great. Sometimes there's a hump after 3 days, and I would do not just water fast, but I did apple juice and grape juice, and you know, then in the mid-70s, I did the lemonade diet a lot. And so cleansing has always been a forte of mine, and the reason for it is because if you get the gunk out of the body, the mind is more clear. And since I was always into creative, mathematics was pretty creative, and I studied creativity in graduate school in mathematics in the psychology department, independent study, and I always wanted to get more and more of those peak experiences that mathematicians love, that Abraham Maslow talks about in his Psychology of Being. And so I found that by purifying my body, my mind and emotions would be purified, because there's a relationship. One begets the other. So that's sort of how I started. And then I'll let you ask questions, and I can continue on that.
Well, I want to go back to the meditation, because I feel a lot of what you share, even in terms of devices and implements that people can get a hold of, really are very much based, including the ones I own that I have gotten from you, on stress reduction, which, of course, is very much linked to why we might do meditation as well.
Absolutely. You know, like coffee made me very hyper, and I became very, very anti-coffee. As a matter of fact, the last time I drank coffee was in 1970. I started when I was age 12, when I was allergic to chocolate. And so to me, you know, like what I do is I just push my tummy out and refuse to breathe. And then something inside me, it breathes me when I'm ready. And so once you get that rhythm going and you flow with it, and that's what momentum is all about, Ellen. I had a sort of like I was meditating, and I was given the word momentum as the name of my company. And I was also given a slogan that represented it or represents it, and that's taking advantage of the moment, propelling yourself into greatness. And it took me years to finally realize this happened in 1997. When you take advantage of the moment, that means you're living in the moment and listening for further instructions. It means you're vigilant about listening. And in every moment, that's how all the great inventions happen. And that's why when you have a great peak experience, propelling yourself into greatness. And so when you're in the moment and you're listening, it means you're willing to stop on a dime and go in a different direction. And too many people are so bullheaded, their belief is so strong that they don't listen. And there's a recent song they played at a festival we were at in Santa Fe, and they go on, love is listening, love is listening, love is listening. And that's exactly what's true, because if you're not listening while in the moment, you're going to miss opportunities. But, you know, if you miss an opportunity, guess what? Get back into the moment, and there's always going to be another wave you can plug into, and it will take you on a ride into greatness. You know, it propels you into greatness. And so being into that, getting relaxed and unstressed, and miracles happen in your life. And I've been doing this since 1971. Oh my gosh, you know, it just happened. But you know, I don't call it meditation. I call it contemplation, or I call it spiritual exercises. And it's a very important part of my life for the last 45 years. You know, I do it regularly. I sort of like do an inward chant most of the time. And you know what's interesting about that is when you do inward chants, it's like, you know, and when meditating, it's like let your mind flow like the river is a principle. And that's if you're having a creative thought. If you follow that thought, see, thoughts will spiral upward into creative ideas. See, spiraling thoughts will make you great. Now, a lot of people will have thoughts that have a downward spiral. Well, see, if you're constantly chanting, you know, special words that mellow you and tune you in, that's like a net. And so all the downward spiraling thoughts will hit the net and stop. And so, you know, sometimes people who meditate think thoughts are bad, but no. You know, there's positive thoughts and negative thoughts. And so, you know, some spiral upward, and the ones that spiral downward can be curtailed. And so that's an important part of my unconscious life that I really haven't expressed until now pretty clearly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. You know, that's like your personal journey, and everyone is on their personal journey. But you did something which I think is excellent. In fact, I actually teach a class called Career Paths in Natural Health, because many people find that is what excites them, and yet they might be doing some job. Like for you, mathematics became less of an excitement as you developed your interest in natural health. But yet you did not go and become a doctor or a nurse like myself. You used a different path, but still it's exciting because it is how you make your living, and at the same time you're sharing high-level information and helping a lot of people. Like you talk about the fact that you've seen something that you would call miracles.
Yes,
when people
absolutely
find out about you, learn about some of the things you offer, and we're going to be talking about the far infrared and sauna, and then they make lifestyle changes accordingly and use these interventions. And share with us a story about, you know, something that really was wonderful that happened for someone.
Well, you know, I really enjoy communication, and it's my love of communicating that has overall made it so that you know, my love of communicating has helped me. I tune in. See, you know, when I'm talking to people in selling, it improves my aim. I always try to improve my aim in communicating, so I'm always listening. And when I talk I've put 100,000 people in saunas at shows. You know, it's like it's a very beautiful process to watch me talk. I mean, I don't want to be arrogant, but I don't go by memory. I go by I listen, and then I say what the person needs. So listening is very important, and communication is very important. And when I was studying mathematics, I was teaching in a young woman's academy. I was the math teacher. Young Woman's Academy was a school for pregnant girls in 1973 in Gary, Indiana. And when I was there, I was just having a lot of fun teaching math, and it was really, really good for me to do that. And I'm sorry, I just got really distracted by the noises. The people at the store who just walked in are asking
questions.
Oh, nice.
So let's get back to, you know, something that happens with a person.
Yes.
Who used a device and then experienced a positive difference in their life.
Oh, yeah. Like people have gone in the sauna, they've had headaches for 10 days, and all of a sudden in 8 minutes, all their headache is gone. People with excruciating hip pain, a massage therapist, she had a Percocet in her purse, and she came in, she got into the sauna for 6 minutes, and the excruciating, and this is at 9 a.m., she came to the show, and at 6 p.m., she got into the sauna in pain all day. She didn't want to take the Percocet because she doesn't like the idea of taking drugs unless it's absolutely necessary. And she got in the sauna, and, oh, my gosh, all the pain went away. It was like, you know, she was, you know, and I have interviewed over 500 people and have done video testimonies of these people. And whether it be my knee pain, I can breathe, my asthma went away, you know, other people, extreme bone pain, like, you know, of a 9, and all of a sudden it goes away, fibromyalgia of a pain of 7, gone in 8 minutes. It's like over and over and over, and it's like if anyone who has fibromyalgia who goes in the sauna, if they don't experience a lessening of the pain and the swelling, I say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. This is unbelievable. In other words, the opposite, because, you know, when you see fire and fred energy is so amazing, because what it does, it, number one, it relaxes you. It generates oxygen into the system. See what it is. There's an energy that comes out of the fire infrared sauna that not only relaxes you, but it pulsates every cell in the body. And that pulsation of the cells, that pulsation of the cells of the body, it basically gets the core temperature to increase. And that mobilizes the lymphatic system, and white blood cells are created, and the white blood cells is what gets everything out of the body.
Well, that's the white blood cells'
job
in the body. That's what it does.
Right.
It has an action which is called phagocytosis, where
yes.
the white blood cell actually moves around through the system and recognizes things that should not be there. Except when you have autoimmune disease. Autoimmune means self-attacking. So when the white blood cells get dysregulated through an autoimmune process, they may, in fact, go after your own cells. But if the white blood cells are in their normal state of being, they go around and actively release chemicals that dissolve and engulf any kind of thing that might be causing inflammation or a disease-causing microorganism or a cell structure which is not correct, such as a cancerous cell, and that is the normal activity of the immune system. Now, that's something that a lot of different forms of warmth will increase the activity, but with far infrared, I think you're getting even more than just warmth.
Yes, the lymphatic system is mobilized, because what happens when the core temperature increases, that's like what Hippocrates said, when you give me a fever and I can cure any disease, is sort of like something what he said. I'm not sure if he said that or says, give me a way to make a person sweat and I can cure any disease. One of those two statements he said. And so when you see what happens, you know, when you're in a far infrared sauna or when you're exposed to far infrared energy, a radiator, it, you know, I tell people it does one thing only, All it does is pulsate the water molecules, because there's a resonance between the cells of your body and the energy coming out of the radiators. And that resonating water cell, what happens, the hydrogen and oxygen atoms in the molecule, the angle between the hydrogen and the oxygen, the H2Os, you have an angle with the O at the center, and that angle gets smaller. So the water cell gets smaller, and when the water cell gets smaller, therefore the blood cells will get smaller, and so all the circulation, the microcirculation will increase. We've had many examples of people with like diabetic ulcers, and you as a nurse know how hard those are to get rid of. But there was a lady in a hospital. She had for a year and a half a 2-inch by 1/2-inch diabetic ulcer that had been there for a year and a half, and the hospital tried for a year and a half doing all sorts of stuff and couldn't get any help at all. So they took this particular 800-watt radiator and put it on the thing about a foot away for 20 minutes a day. And in 7 weeks, that was down to a pencil point. And that's because the Farnsworth energy pulsates the water molecules, increases microcirculation because the blood cells get smaller, and therefore the cells of the when the blood cells get smaller, you know, like bicycles can go where cars can't go, and people can go where bicycles can't go. And that's the problem with diabetes, in a sense. The blood is too thick. So when you can do this, it just, you know, another benefit of Farnsworth ray energy. And the Farnsworth energy is a specific frequency of energy between 4 and 14 microns usually. And we as humans vibrate at 9.4 microns. Water cells vibrate at 8 microns. And so that's why 8 is like perfectly in the middle of 4 and 14. And that's what happens. There's a resonance going on, and I can explain resonance in more detail.
Okay, well, we are going to have more time to go into that in more detail. Yeah. But right now we're going to take a little break, and we're going to hear a natural medicine chest. And when we come back, we are going to come back to our discussion about far infrared light energy and the benefits of sauna therapy with our guest, Philip Wilson. And you can find more by going to his website at momentum98.com. That's www.momentum98.com, where he has lots of this information as well as a plethora of very useful healing tools. So we'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll explore the medicinal properties of the plants of the ephedra genera, focusing on the traditional Chinese ephedra, also known as mahuang.
Many species of the plant ephedra are used today in medicine throughout the world. The most medicinal of these are ephedra sinica, or Chinese mahuang, and ephedra nevadensis, also known as Mormon tea. Most of the research on ephedra has been performed on mahuang, whose stems and branches have been used as a traditional Chinese medicine for over 5,000 years in the treatment of asthma, hay fever, bronchitis, as well as the common cold.
Ephedra species are erect evergreen shrubs which grow in segmented bamboo-like joints reminiscent of straw ending in thin wisps. They typically are desert plants, preferring arid conditions on dry, rocky, and sandy slopes. The Chinese ephedra, mahuang, has earned an impressive reputation as a source of the alkaloid chemical called ephedrine. In the West, scientists became interested in the medicinal usage of mahuang after they isolated ephedrine and pseudoephedrine in 1923. Today, synthetic derivatives have become widely used in prescription and over-the-counter medications. In 1993, over 40 million prescriptions in the U.S. contained these alkaloids.
Ephedra and its relatives are considered to act pharmacologically as sympathomimetic compounds. This means that they stimulate the sympathetic part of our central nervous system, responsible for the release of adrenaline, which leads to the fight or flight response. Ephedra also affects the cardiovascular system by increasing the blood pressure, and causes a relaxation and dilation of the bronchial smooth muscles in asthmatics. Ephedra can shrink the swelling of the delicate mucous membranes which line the respiratory system, thus drying up watery discharges, unstuffing clogged nasal and sinus passages, which accompany colds, sinus conditions, and allergies.
In both animal and human studies, mahuang has been shown to accelerate weight loss. It has been shown not only to suppress appetite, but to increase the metabolic activity of the adipose or fat tissue. Therefore, ephedra's weight-reducing effects are most significant in individuals who have a low metabolic rate or a sluggish thyroid gland.
Mahuang is a powerful herb which, when abused, can cause some unwanted side effects. Ephedra should not be taken by those with high blood pressure, nervousness or anxiety, insomnia, cardiac conditions, or pregnancy. Studies indicate that when used in conjunction with other Chinese herbs in a traditional formula, mahuang does not have any of these effects and has remarkable beneficial effects on human health.
We recommend consulting a healthcare practitioner knowledgeable in the use of botanical medicine before using mahuang, so you can be further educated about its totality of effects. And before using herbal preparations with mahuang, check to see if you are sensitive to its effects by starting with the minimal dose and working up to a therapeutic dose. Logically, since ephedra is a stimulant itself, it should be used prudently with other stimulants, beverages, or drugs with stimulant effects. Again, consult with your natural healthcare practitioner.
So, listeners, remember mahuang, the traditional Chinese ephedra, and make sure to include it in your natural medicine chest.
And then leave the residue there, but get most of it.
And welcome back to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z with Dr. Eugene Samperone. You can always find him at drznaturally.com or myself, Dr. Ellen Kamai, and you can find me at naturalnurse.com. That's the best place to go. And if you do go to naturalnurse.com, you will find a lot of information because we have radio shows posted there. We also have all our radio shows with Progressive Radio Network, where you can find on the archives at prn.fm, that's Progressive Radio Network. And at naturalnurse.com, you can find out about all of our lectures and workshops. For instance, we have just coming up, you know, more or less any week that you listen to the show, because I know many of you listen after the show is programmed, but you go to naturalnurse.com, and if you click on calendar, you will see a wide ranging of events. For instance, SOHO, which is a very large expo, and that's in Orlando, Florida, where I will be teaching about virility and vitality as we enter the golden years. And then on December 7th, we will have thyroid, adrenal, pituitary, the sacred trione, and that's online, so anyone can join in. Perhaps you are interested in being certified in herbal medicine. Well, we have several classes in herbal medicine certification. For instance, we have an ongoing online class which actually grants you 18 CEU credits if you are a professional. And if you're not, you get a certification, including the 18 credits. And that is online, and you can do that anytime. However, if you'd like to do an on-ground, in-person herbal certification course, we have one coming up in the winter of 2017 in January and February, and that will be in Boca Raton, Florida. I know we have listeners from many, many different areas. That one will be in Boca Raton, Florida. Then we have a class on the scientific validation of botanical medicine, and that is early in January, again online, and we have a free class on the supportive strategies for normal histamine response, which means what do you do about allergies, and that is free online. That is sponsored by Gaia, which is an herbal company, and that is on January 17th. So we have so many classes and workshops that you can read about. We also have consultations available. If you would like to have a consult about your own private health issue, you can do so by getting in touch with us. We have an 800 number, 800-829-0918. And we also, of course, you can email us through the website at naturalnurse.com. So those are just some of the things that are available to you by getting in touch with myself and my co-host, Dr. Eugene Zamperone. Today we have as our guest Mr. Philip Wilson, and he is talking about far infrared light energy and the benefits of sauna therapy. He's been involved in the health food industry since 1976, and he runs a company called Momentum 98 to educate consumers and health professionals about the benefits of far infrared light energy, sauna, and other natural healing modalities. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you.
Okay, Phil, let's go into, we're using this word, but we have not really gone deeply into what it means. And that is the word far, which is spelled far, just like going far away, F-A-R, infrared, which is I-N-F-R-A-R-E-D, light energy. What is it?
That's right. Well, you know, when you're going outside and the sun is hot, the sun generates many, many different frequencies. You know, it has microwave and gamma wave and cosmic wave and far infrared energy and infrared energy and ultraviolet and, of course, the visible spectrum that we can see. Now, everyone knows about ultraviolet light, and we're always warned about the dangers of it because ultraviolet does not resonate with human energy. The ultraviolet is so discordant with the human energy that it sort of creates a dichotomy or a disharmony, and so it is resisted. It's not absorbed by the body. It's resisted by the body, and the resistance of it can cause friction, and then therefore it can cause suntan and sunburn because it's not in harmony. Now, the infrared energy, like there's near infrared, which is, see, there's visible light, which is the ultraviolet is about 0.47 and 0.49 and microns, and red is about 0.78 or point something like that microns. I apologize for not knowing the exact. And then near infrared starts about 0.75 and goes up to about 1.5. And then medium infrared or mid infrared goes up to about 4, from about 1.5 to 4 microns. And then the micron of far infrared goes from 4 to 1,000. And then after you have the microwaves. But 4 to 14 is considered absorbable far infrared ray because, as we talked about earlier, the human body vibrates at about 9.4 microns, as does pigs and cows and chickens. I'm sure you've heard of a three-dog night. And that's
a long time ago.
And it's more than a band. It's in northern Canada or Alaska. When it gets so cold out, you need three dogs lying on top of you to create far infrared energy resonating with you to keep you warm. Now, when you go outside on a cold day and you're cold but the sun is hot, you close your eyes and you can feel the warmth of the sun. It goes through your clothes and it resonates with the cells in your body, increasing your core temperature. That's the far infrared ray energy in nature. Far infrared ray is responsible for photosynthesis in plants. And most people don't know, but the far infrared goes through the sand and resonates with the water and turtle eggs, activating the turtle embryo to grow into a turtle. And so it's a very, very powerful and magical force of the sun. I call it the loving light of the sun, the life-giving light of the sun. It's a, 80% of the energy that comes from the sun is infrared, but the far infrared ray, I'm not sure on the exact percentage, that's the energy that specifically resonates. Now, near infrared may have some health benefits, but it doesn't resonate with the cells in the body, and therefore, according to Dr. Sherry Rogers, who wrote the book Detoxify or Die, it doesn't penetrate. Only the far infrared penetrates, because penetrate is a funny name, and so is absorb, because it doesn't really penetrate, it doesn't really absorb. What it is, it's as I mentioned earlier, the far infrared pulsates the water molecules. There's a special love bond created between the organic cells of your body. No, titanium rods aren't included. Heart pumps or pacemakers are not included, but only the organic cells of your body and the water cells are affected by far infrared energy. And what they do is they pulsate and resonate, and as we talked about, it increases core temperature, which mobilizes the lymphatic system and basically gets the whole metabolic system into overdrive and gets it, the heart. Like they say that being in a far infrared sauna, according to the medical text, by his name is Guiten, he's some kind of medical text author. They say that being in a sauna, for example, for 15 minutes will cause you to sweat so much, and that's like running 4 to 6 miles or doing a 45-minute cardiovascular workout, because you can burn 600 calories by sweating. And so, also far infrared helps you reduce body fat. It's known to reverse the aging process. It boosts the metabolism, as I said, and enhances detoxification.
Okay, let's go into some of those things more deeply.
Yes.
According to your understanding of them, very specific,
yes.
What does that mean, decrease the aging process?
Well, cells normally sort of, that's a great question, by the way. Basically, when dust settles on the furniture, similarly, toxins accumulate in this body because we live in a very toxic world. Dr. Doris Rapp wrote an excellent book called, I can't remember the title, Toxic World We Live In, or something like that, but Living in a Toxic World. And she's a children's doctor out of Arizona. And once we understand that we, no matter how healthy our diet is, no matter what we eat, organic foods, we can't help but breathe the air, whether it's from industrial waste, car fumes, just living in the society, dioxins and the chlorine and the water will get in our body. And so we have to deal with this. It's a stress in a sense because, anything that gets in the body that doesn't belong, that it's like a car engine that doesn't have, it kicks up, you want to clean the fuel. And so in the physical body, you want the body cleansed daily. Daily detoxing is very, very important because every day we breathe in the bad air, we eat foods that aren't organic, we drink water that's got chlorine and drug deposits and everything else in it, that it's hard to believe. Even filtered water sometimes, and reverse osmosis, all the water, sometimes the water has memory. And if you've studied the work of Dr. Emoto, you'll observe that he says that all the water, so in other words, how do we survive in a toxic world? Well, one wonderful solution is far infrared energy, and hence a far infrared energy sauna, because this will cleanse and purify the body. And it's quite miraculous how energetic and how relaxed you feel. And that's another thing that I wanted to bring up. It's not just getting rid of disease or swelling or pains or arthritis or fibromyalgia or helping with Lyme disease or cancer, but it's the clarity of mind. It's getting the parasympathetic system and the sympathetic nervous system to communicate with each other, because the far infrared energy has a wonderful effect on the parasympathetic nervous system that we talked about, that was getting rid of stress and helping the body to relax and get into that sort of meditational state. And that's why a lot of times foreign foot saunas, they'll say it's like being in the presence of a Qigong master, which is a special kind of frequency. And there is a Qigong master in New York City. His name is Dr. Bill Akpinar. He wrote an incredible book.
I know
all
Bill.
About
I know Bill very well. Yeah, he's quite
yeah.
the character.
Yeah. I've had lunch with him a couple times. He was the guest speaker at a detox conference we went to in Orange County, California, and I had lunch with him there. He's good friends of mine. I've been at his office, and he's been recommending Farnford saunas for a long time. And he wrote this book, as I was saying, No Sweat, No Sweat, which talks all about the history of sweating. And he's gone all over the world. There's pictures of him in American sweat lodges with American Indians. He's in South American sweat lodges. He's in Finnish saunas. He goes to Roman baths. He goes to sweat ceremonies. And then he discovered far infrared saunas. I know I got to know him when one of his cancer patients had a relative who was so grateful, he gave him a sauna, like the one that he got 10 saunas from me, and he gave him one of them. And that's how we got to meet, because he said, you know, yeah, saunas are great. And he's been promoting it. And he wrote this book where he promotes around page 190-something. He even shows a Farnford sauna. That was in 2007. I didn't meet him really till about 2013. But he talks about, in the book, about Dr. Toshio Yamazaki, who has done extensive research on the uses of Farnford energy. And he had written a book, this Dr. Yamazaki, called The Science of Far Infrared Therapies. And she indicates the benefits of far infrared ray in treating diseases is that it removes toxins, which are, of course, at the core of many health problems. And these toxins are stored in the bodies, and the toxic gases, sulfur dioxide, carbon dioxide, all these substances, as well as lead, mercury, and chlorine, they're encapsulated in the clusters of water, and they accumulate, and so the far infrared energy goes in and sort of cleanses it out, like it emulsifies fats. A lot of the fats we have in the body are full of toxins, and the far infrared energy is incredible for emulsifying the fat, get the fat out of the body, and hence the toxins and the heavy metals. And we see, if you have mercury in your body, it's going to interfere, like chrome, like cadmium and arsenic. They interfere with the absorption of normal essential nutrients the body needs. And so by getting them out, all of a sudden the receptor cells, which is clogged by a molecule that isn't helping, and see, if you get the toxins out, then the body can, you know, sort of eat. The body can absorb nutrients. And, you know, most people don't know, but if the body core temperature is running cold, like 1 or 2 degrees below normal, and they go into a far infrared sauna and they raise the core temperature 1 degree, that will increase absorption of their nutrients 20%.
So by now, what is the difference? You know what? Let's take our next break, and then, because we're just about up to that, just 1 minute away, and we'll take a break so that we let Progressive Radio Network identify some of the many wonderful shows that people can hear anytime, day or night. And then we're going to talk about the difference between a regular rock sauna, which most people probably have tried, and a steam sauna, and a special kind of sauna that you really have looked into and found that's the best kind to have, and which you can easily have right in your home, which makes it an excellent choice. So right after the break, we will be right back with more about infrared energy and the benefits of sauna therapy with our guest today, Phil Wilson, and you can find out more at momentum98.com. We'll be right back with more on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
You're listening to PRN, number one for progressive minds.
Thank you. Hi, I'm David Crowe, host of The Infectious Myth that airs at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time here on PRN. I use data to deconstruct the myths that infect the modern world. Myths within health and medicine, other areas of science, the justice system, society, media, censorship, and politics. Join me for challenging interviews and discussions. Listen live, as a podcast, or by dialing 701-719-0990. Thanks for listening.
Given these complex times, we all need to connect the dots, and that's what we do on my show every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Allison Rose Levy, and I welcome environmentalists, thought leaders, media critics, advocates, health experts, and authors to an in-depth dialogue about how all facets of social choices impact health, food, and the environment. Check out all my past shows at prn.fm in the show archives. There are some great thought leaders sharing their ideas and letting you know what you can do to change our world. Please join us.
PRN.FM, your station for progressive viewpoints on politics, economics, health, the environment, and a whole lot more. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
And welcome back to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And our guest today is Mr. Philip Wilson from Momentum98.com. And we're going deeply into far infrared light energy and the benefits of sauna therapy. So, Phil, you did a wonderful job talking about what goes on with the very subtle temperature raising of these kinds of far infrared saunas. Now, many people are certainly familiar with a regular rock sauna, like a room that you go in and you throw water on it. What is the difference between that and this kind of sauna that you're referring to? And what is unique about it?
Saunas, I have just totally loved saunas. It just feels so good when I'm sweating. But when I went into the wooden saunas with the rocks, you know, the head is inside, and it gets really, really, really hot. And so the quote, problem with those saunas that you can't stay in that long to derive more benefit. And the also, you know, we've examined the sweat from far infrared saunas compared to the other saunas. And the other saunas, they don't resonate with there's no special kind of energy that resonates with the water cells in your body. There's no absorption or penetration. And so basically it just gets the room hot and you start sweating. And the sweat is like when you're in a gym, you start sweating, or when you're playing handball or basketball or softball or baseball or anything like that, an activity or running around. The sweat is very watery, very watery. And I was shocked about 2 years ago when August, and I was lying out in the sun, because I love lying out in the sun, and I noticed the sweat on my shoulders. I said, oh, my gosh, that's so watery. And I've been using the sauna almost every day for 13 years. I've been using far infrared saunas, 14 years actually. And the sweat is, I never considered it oily, but when you compare it to, it's very oily, but you don't notice that. And so there's toxins and waste products, metabolic waste, cadmium, heavy metals, dioxins, plastics, phthalates, stuff that's in your body that interferes with the body functioning optimally, and all sorts of kind of drugs. A friend of mine told me recently that he was on some kind of a drug for pain, and he noticed it was coming out of his body using the far infrared sauna that I sent him. And it's totally amazing, you know, what comes out, and it's way more in terms of toxic overload than the regular wooden saunas or even the steam saunas. That Dr. Akpinar, who we talked about in his book, No Sweat, No Sweat, also points out that if you use a steam sauna, a lot of times, if you're not using pure water, you know, it's you're getting the chlorine and the fluoride and all the gunk in the water, is you're prone to it. And so although steam saunas and saunas are really the wooden saunas, the rock saunas, which you throw water on, or the electric ones sometimes at gyms, they, again, they don't detoxify you. They don't resonate with you. See, the Mayo Clinic recommends for all their heart patients far infrared saunas, because what happens, it increases the core temperature, so the heart doesn't have to race to find an equilibrium between the core temperature of your body and the outside temperature. And that's why the Mayo Clinic, you know, and many, many other people say, don't go into a sauna if you're a heart patient. Don't go into a hot tub, because at that time the core temperature doesn't raise, and so the heart will have to race. And so this is something that people know. You know, it's very, very interesting just to notice those differences.
Well, that's good. So it's really much more, let's say, relaxing. And also, what about the cost factor? I mean, to put an actual sauna in your home, you know, is like kind of mega thousands of dollars. I actually do know people who have that in their home. But what about the smaller kind of sauna you're talking about, that's like a personal item that you just sit in and zipper up, and it does this kind of unique, more low temperature type sauna?
Well, the portable saunas are nice. You know, a lot of times, a lot of the portable saunas, you know, will have plastic, whatever. But I say, you know, avoid saunas that have plastic. Cardboard, like corrugated plastic that holds the sauna tent up. I would avoid those, because you don't really want plastics in a sauna. You know, I prefer the nylon tents, because they act, you know, if they're silver coated, they act as a mirror. Why people like the portable saunas is that, or when you are looking for a sauna, one thing to check out, and the most important thing to check out, is it's the radiator that emits the energy. That's the most important thing to look for, and because that what determines the energy. And you can get radiators emitting 35%, 40, 50, 60%, and there's some that actually emit about 95, 98% far infrared ray energy. So the more energy, the more the purity of the energy that's far infrared ray. It's like a baseball pitcher who throws 98% strikes instead of 50% strikes. You're going to get more absorption of that. When you look for a sauna, you want to look for the wattage. You want to look for the wattage. Is it 1,000 watts? Is it 600 watts? Is it 1,500 watts? Because the more wattage it is, the stronger. You also want to look, how far are you away from either the reflected source of the far infrared ray energy, or a panel, you know, that's in the sauna. Because, you know, sometimes you sit in a sauna that's for two or three people, and if you sit in the middle, you're in front of the window. And if you're in front of the window, there's no far infrared ray being absorbed by your body. And so if you move over to the side to be in front of the panels, then your left side or your right side is too far away to get a good dose. You know, you want to be in front of the far infrared energy. There are three things that people don't know about far infrared energy, and I talked about one earlier. The far infrared energy it's a light. It's invisible light, but even though it's invisible, it's reflected by a mirror, and that's a hard concept for people to recognize. But we did talk about the far infrared does go through the clothes, and it's also a light, so it goes at the speed of light, and that's important to recognize. But the fact that it's reflected by a mirror is like, well, it's invisible, but it's still reflected by a mirror, even though it's invisible. So those are three principles of far infrared energy that I like to say they should have taught you that in eighth grade or ninth grade, but they don't teach you that, because they don't teach you much about the benefits of far infrared ray energy.
That's true. Oh, well, I would say most people don't know about it, certainly.
Yeah. Also, go ahead.
That's a very good way to go. The small ones that people can actually get, they're not hugely expensive, because I have actually seen you at various seminars and webinars and the Naval Expo in New York actually offering these, and people just buy them off the floor. It's not like, you know, not every single person, you know, with a very low income might not be able to make that kind of stretch, but it's something within the realm of a normal kind of expense. So that's very different than building for thousands of dollars a sauna in your home.
Well, that's why a lot of times, you know, when people get a sauna, before they buy one, they said, how long does it take to preheat? Because a lot of people, I've run into it, that have wooden saunas in their home that take 10, 20, 30, 40, sometimes an hour to preheat if they've had them for a long time, and therefore they don't use it. And what you want, what a doctor wants when they recommend their patient, their cancer patient, their Lyme disease patient, their, you know, whether you have Raynaud's syndrome, neuropathy, or whatever you have, it's you want them to use it. And if they don't use it, what good is it?
So having something very convenient in your home is a very good idea. So
and
we're going to end right now.
Yes.
We have had you on, and thank you so much for being our guest right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we're coming up to the end of the hour. So why don't you tell people just sort of nice parting words and how they might get in touch with you?
Yes. The website is momentum98.com. And we have a store in Columbus, Ohio, a brick-and-mortar store, as well as the website. The phone number at the store is 614-262-7087. And my cell phone, if they want to talk to me, I'm always willing to talk to people, is 626-200-8454. And we've been here with our brick-and-mortar store since 1980 promoting health products. And I like to say that the Farnfit sauna is the pinnacle of the products that we sell that get you into the present moment. And when you get into the present moment, that's when the magic, all the magic in life happens.
Thank you so much earlier for being our guest today. And until next time, listeners, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. You can always find us at www.naturalnurse.com or www.drznaturally.com or Facebook. Facebook's always a great place to get in touch, and that would be Facebook, The Natural Nurse. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse at naturalnurse.com, hoping that you stay healthy.